Green Party candidate Jill Bousier of Green Bay is running against Republican incumbent Alan Lassay and Democratic challenger Charlie Most in the 1st Senate District. Voters will see all three names on the ballot in November, but Bousier says she's getting cheated out of the chance to compete for an endorsement from one of the most powerful political forces in the state, the Wisconsin Education Association Council, better known as WEAC. Bousier, who holds a master's degree in educational policy and works with autistic children, says excluding her violates the teachers' union's own principles.
In this case, I think that the procedural rule that WEAC has made goes against their basic mission, which includes working for a democratic society. And so I hope that they change the procedures so that they're more in line with their mission.
The teachers' union won't interview her for an endorsement because the Greens have never gotten the required 10% in a statewide election that would earn them a seat on the state elections board. WEAC spokesman Dustin Belke says a change in that policy is unlikely. The union has interviewed the Green Party candidate running against Herb Kohl in the U.S. Senate race. But Belke says in state races, there are too many candidates and not enough time to interview them all.
That's where we've drawn the line, just for the sake of efficiency.
Bousier calls it a catch-22 that has hamstrung the Green Party's efforts to be a bigger player in legislative elections. Because they can't get endorsements, they can't get the votes they need to earn a seat on the state elections board. UW political scientist Dennis Driesang agrees. He says interest groups like WEAC are helping to keep third parties on the political sidelines.
Here we've got a situation where an interest group, WEAC, is linking itself to the state thresholds for what is to be so-called recognized party and what is not. So it really kind of goes hand in hand.
But despite the fact the teachers' union won't give her a shot at an endorsement, Jill Bousier says because of her background in education, there will still be lots of teachers in the district knocking on doors this fall to help get out the green vote for her. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.